From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. Just days after reiterating that military options for dealing with North Korea are under consideration, President Donald Trump said he's willing to meet its leader, Kim Jong-un. The potential dramatic shift in the U.S. posture toward the Asian adversary comes as Pyongyang continues to conduct ballistic missile launches. During an interview with Bloomberg News Monday, Trump said if it would be appropriate for him to meet Kim, he'd be honored to do it. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer faced questions Monday about Trump's comments. Spicer said the president understands the threat the North Korea poses and he will do whatever is necessary under the right circumstances to protect our country. The last high-ranking American official to meet a North Korean leader was then-Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. That encounter in Pyongyang in 2000 was with the current leader's father, Kim Jong-il. The United States and North Korea have never had diplomatic relations. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has issued a set of new policies that includes removing anti-Semitic language in its existing charter, severing ties with the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, and accepting the idea of a Palestinian state in territories seized by Israel in the Six-Day War of 1967. But the new document, which calls for closer ties with Egypt, continues to reject recognition of the Israeli state and repeats demands for the return of Palestinian refugees displaced decades ago by the establishment of Israel. There was no immediate response to the document in Western capitals Monday. It also remains unclear what, if any, lasting impact the document will have on Hamas relations with Israel. This is VOA News.